Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's an exciting day for baseball fans, a sign of the season. Brewers pitchers and catchers report for spring training today. I just checked, and the weather down in Phoenix calls for highs in the upper 70s and calm wind. Sounds pretty nice, doesn't it, Telly?
Yeah. I spoke with my daughter earlier today, and she was outside, and I was just so upset. But
I see some of the guys are reporting in shorts. Looks so great. Let's bring in Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Great to have you back, Rick.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, the weather report in Phoenix sounds awfully enticing.
Oh, just lovely. When the pitchers and catchers report, everything just feels real again for the players and for the fans. How does that moment ignite the energy and really the momentum for the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the people ask me all the time, what do you do in the offseason? Well, it's a busy time for us and it goes by quickly. So, you know, we're playing baseball in October, hopefully as deep as possible in October. And then before you know it, we're starting to get plans for spring training. And here we are, pitchers and catchers are down there. The full team reports next week. And, you know, before you know it, March 26, opening day at the ballpark. So it's going to be sort of a sprint between now and opening day, but a lot of fun, a lot of work being done at the ballpark, a lot of fun things going on, a lot of tickets being sold, a lot of sponsorship deals being made, and a lot of excitement that we're trying to generate for what we think is going to be a really special year.
And Rick, that's what I was going to ask you next, because when it's exciting for fans, for pitchers and catchers to report to Arizona, but for the staff, it also means, okay, it's go time for you all as well, correct?
Yeah, there's not really much of a downtime in the off season, and you know we're doing a lot of preparatory work for the next year as soon as the last pitch is thrown in the prior year. But we're huge Brewers fans, obviously, and we're excited. And we had, you know, a very successful 2025 season and some unfinished business. Obviously, some new players on the team, but the core is there. And we're still the team to beat in this NL Central. So other teams have fortified and loaded up, and it's going to be an exciting division race. But until somebody knocks us off the pedestal, we're still the defending three-time NL Central champs.
Yeah, we love to hear that. Love to say it. This week's Caleb Durbin trade adds even more buzz. Rick, how does roster movement like that impact spring training?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's always a lot of activity in the offseason. And frankly, the players understand this is the cadence of what goes on. And there's certainly going to be more activity during spring training. You know, teams decide in spring training if they have an injury to a player, or they look at different needs and different wants. And, you know, Matt Arnold and his staff do a great job of sort of understanding the market. And he's always trying to build a team and improve the team, not just for the season at hand, but for the future. And that's why, you know, people will look and say Matt is loading up with a lot of arms. And the bottom line is you can never have enough pitching. And ultimately, pitching is what wins championships. So, you know, what we're trying to do is keep the team as fortified as possible, but also build for the future, because live arms are really important. And Chris Hook and Jim Henderson, as our pitching gurus, have shown what they can do with pitchers. And I'm excited to bring these guys to camp. But, you know, the names will change again probably between now and March 26th. So I just tell fans to be excited, be patient, and trust Matt in the process.
Change is inevitable in baseball, Rick, especially when it comes to rosters. But what can fans expect as far as changes to the ballpark when they do come out to support the Brewers?
Yeah, so we're always doing things in the offseason, and this is a busy offseason for us. I think the fans will notice on opening day that we have the glove playground, a new play area sponsored by Aurora Healthcare, all new fun activities on the field level on first base side. Halfway through the season in June, we're looking to open the UW Credit Union Plaza outside behind center field. We're going to have a beer garden, musical stage, mini golf, play area. That'll be phase one of a multi-phase expansion of that area. We've got go-ahead entry at all gates. That's the face recognition technology where fans don't have to swipe their tickets. They get recognized and go through. It's a purely opt-in service, so if fans don't want to do that, they don't have to, but it certainly makes for faster ingress into the ballpark. We've got new food items coming to the alley food truck court in the Third Street Market Hall annex. And, you know, obviously, A lot of bobbleheads, a lot of giveaways. We're excited about the season and the new TV arrangement. But for most fans, it won't be much different. They'll still get all our games in cable, satellite, and streaming if they so desire.
Okay, we cannot slide past the giveaways so easily because you guys, the Brewers, just announced the giveaways today. And the giveaways are so popular. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I think you guys do the best with your giveaways because there's so much variety. And I always feel like they're so current. And I was checking out the list, and this is funny. You'd think that, like, 620 WTMJ asked me to say this. They did not. I was looking through. I didn't even know about this yet until I saw it. And I saw a Cheerio Bowl. Okay, how great is that? Not to be confused with a Cheerio Bowl. But you got the Cheerio Bowl, which is courtesy of 620 WTMJ. So that is one of my favorites. Didn't even know that was the one from us yet this year. But what are some of the favorites that you see? Because I'm loving some of these again this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, Mizorowski bobblehead will certainly be popular. That's the first 25,000 fans. And then we've got a very cool giveaway for kids. It's a Sal Frelick jersey, replica jersey, but it's we call it the sliding Sal because it's going to have replica dirt stains on it because, you know, Sal always gets dirty in the first inning driving for a ball. We've got the Contreras, you know, bobblehead. We've got Hank the dog plushie for kids. Yeah, you know, just a lot of fun things. And you never know what's gonna resonate. You know, we've got the bar dice set coming, and last year we did the cribbage board, which was became a phenomenon, and you know, sort of unexpected. Yes, but there's something for every fan: kids, adults, seniors. And a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun coming up with the giveaways, for sure.
Yeah, I really like, too. What was another one I highlighted? The Oktoberfest Alpine hat. I think that's going to be a popular one. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, Rick, and this is also because I also, along with the news and our segments here every day on Midday News, I do the traffic reports as well. And I'm always talking about the traffic due to the construction around the ballpark on 94 westbound. We're wondering about the construction for the season. Are you in talks with the DOT about their timetable? And do you have any concerns for fans as they make their way to the ballpark in the midst of all that?
Yeah, we are working very closely with DOT, and they've been tremendous partners in this. And the last thing they want is to cause, you know, huge delays or traffic disruptions. The fact is the 94 freeway by the ballpark is long overdue. So we recognize it's needed for an expansion and a complete redo. But we have a lot of options that we're going to work with. We're going to make sure that DOT understands that to the extent that they can, during high traffic, high demand games, that they're going to minimize construction work. We've got things on the website that we're going to be launching in terms of the best way to get in and out of the ballpark. I think the fans will find not a lot of problems getting into the ballpark. We have this new parking system over a few years, and it's made ingress so much easier and so much more expedient. Going out, we're looking at doing traffic control on Blue Mound, traffic control on Brewers Way. And I think there might be a slight interruption or slight delays for fans, but if fans are patient, they're going to find their ways to the ballpark, find their ways out. And I'm confident that the traffic disruptions will be minimal and will not cause, you know, a huge problem for fans. But got to be a little patient because, you know, you will have a little bit longer time getting to and leaving the ballpark after games.
Rick, another something else that's been in the news in terms of the Brewers is the new TV deal and how can fans watch it? I know that being honored to be a part of the Brewers broadcast team for 7 seasons, I know how passionate Brewers fans are about watching their team all 162. So can you just explain how easy this is going to be? Because it's different, but it's not really that different.
Yeah, I think you described it perfectly, Telly. If you watch the Brewers on cable or satellite last year, you're going to do the same thing this year. Different channels, because it won't be through FanDuel, but it'll be through MLB. But basically, anybody who has cable, anybody who has satellite will have that same access. For people who did streaming, instead of going to the FanDuel streaming service, they'll just go to MLB Brewers streaming service. So it's just a few clicks to sign up. And again, 145 or so live games will be available through these channels. The rest will be available on national or regional providers. And that can be a, you know, hodgepodge of Fox and Apple and Amazon and all that kind of stuff. But the fans won't notice anything different. It'll be very easy to get our games. And we do have some cool camera angles, some new camera technology that we're bringing in. microphones for players. So there'll be a little upgrades in technology that I think fans will love. But Sally, to your point, it's different, but not that different. I'm not worried at all about the broadcast situation because MLB has been doing this for 6 clubs and now they're doing it for 14.
Well, so good to see the guys back for spring training. We appreciate your time. That's Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having me on.